on the web at abundantlifestewart.com. Our service times are 9:30 on Sunday mornings. So come on out, bring your family and friends, and we look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Facing the giants. Now, Sunday we talked about giant opportunities. And when we talk about the prophetic realm and the significance of the prophetic realm, it's important that we catch that. We are a prophetic people. That's in our DNA. Amen. It's your DNA. You won't find fulfillment just being a person that is saved but just cerebral. Or let me say it this way, just soulish. You know, you can be saved and be soulish. There are a lot of soulish Christians. They're governed by the soul realm, but the problem is that they're not prospering in their soul. They're stuck on certain things that can bind, hinder, or block. So our mind, our soul has to prosper. But our soul prospers ultimately to release the divine presence and power that's in our spirit. So it's not contrary to our spirit, but that it flows and releases. See, our thinking in our soul realm is a gate, and we are gatekeepers. That's why the word says, as a man thinks, so is he. You either let things out or in, or you keep things out or keep things in. And there's potential in us, in you, that must be released. I heard a quiet hallelujah and a couple amens, and the west side is quiet again. We're going to stop seeing people on the west side. Everybody's going to have to sit in the middle of this side. But it's important. We are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. An apostolic and prophetic anointing. Amen. So you're a builder and you're prophetic. That's very important. You know, the enemy will try to imprison the prophetic word in your mouth. You be scared to say what you believe. Well, you never know what happened. You never know what's going to happen. I'm a hoping and a praying. No, when God has spoken to you, it's imperative that you speak it out. Even in the face of challenge and opposition. If you are, see, and this is the process. You have to be completely convinced. You can leave no room for doubt and fear. That will always hinder the progress and the process. You must come to a place of being like Abram, fully persuaded. And one indication of being fully persuaded is that you give God glory. In the ups and the downs, in the bumps and the bruises, in the yay and the nay, no matter what, you're giving God glory because, God, I know what you told me. See, when you receive a mantle, you receive a foretaste. If God has truly spoken, he's shown you something. Tell somebody, I saw something. Now, God will give you a glimpse of something, but it won't just stay in your face. Because here come the enemy. But God showed you. That's why you capture that. You have to catch that and hold it. And then start searching the scripture. And start praying and decreeing and proclaiming things. until it gets deep down in your spirit, man, till you get fully persuaded. Because that seed will grow and it will produce because God said it. Our part is to believe it and to receive it and to hold it. Let not the book of this law depart. Amen. Therein lies the battle. You know, I was reading something this morning. Interesting. And I'll outwork this too eventually. But you know, here briefly, I just want to show you a principle. Okay, we'll outwork this another time. But it says here, and the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. In other words, that prophetic dimension was growing so that where they were was not big enough. Now let's take that into the spirit realm. Sometimes you can start to become uncomfortable with something, a holy uneasiness or a holy discomfort because that prophetic realm in your life is enlarging. Amen. In other words, God wants you to start taking some steps with stuff. You know, like the song so beautifully says, even when you don't see him or see it, he's working. When you don't feel it, he's working. This is that prophetic realm. God showed you, but okay, he showed you once, but okay, you don't just sit there and wait. You know, you start searching. You start, you know, exercising your faith. Get it back up. I want to show you. They said, behold, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Okay, next verse. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Therefore said he, take it up to thee, and he put out his hand and took it. Pause there for a moment. They're having to enlarge. The school of the prophet is a prophet. The prophetic anointing, the prophetic dimension was being enlarged. I'm going to show you how important or how dangerous this dimension is to the enemy. That's why he wants to imprison you, keep you small. Get verse 8 back up there. Immediately that dimension started to expand, it says, then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall it be my camp. Immediately that the prophetic started to manifest and expand, war broke out. Tell somebody, don't be fooled. When enemy starts warring against you, guess what? There's a reason behind it. Because that realm where God lives and operates and you call things that are not as though they were until they are starting to expand, the enemy gets nervous. Amen. Now, understand, no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Because if you continue in that story, you see where the word of knowledge was cutting the Syrian army off at every point. And when they came to take Elisha, God blinded them. See, God makes eyes that see and ears that hear. And he makes blinded eyes and deaf ears too. Tell somebody right now, if God is for you, tell me something. Who can be against you? See, the issue doesn't lie with God, it lies with us. You got to be convinced of this. You got to understand he's working when you don't see him. He's working when you don't hear him. He's working when you don't feel it. He's working when it don't look like it. Tell somebody, God is working right now. But what he's got to do is get his vessels right. Amen. Tell somebody right now, he's already blessed you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm. So understand that. Now don't, let's put a good positive spin on it, because you'll recognize darkness, but darkness has no place in you, and darkness can't comprehend the light that you carry. Read the story of the Syrian army. No matter what they did, they were cut off. But the fact that they rose up, it was the enemy, because that prophetic dimension was expanding. It was enlarging. God had plans. God has plans on your life. That's why sometimes you realize or you recognize a warfare, an unusual warfare. That's a good indication. That's a good sign. That means you ain't just sitting there. You're moving. Something's going on. Amen. God's moving furniture in the spiritual realm. God's preparing you for greater. God has increase on his mind. And so the enemy, he recognizes that. And he starts plotting. But listen, no weapon formed against you. You may see it. You may feel it. You may hear about it. But it ain't going to prosper. Amen. I said, tell somebody right now, it ain't going to prosper. It can't prosper. They may plot and scheme, but there is no counsel against God. Ain't nothing can be said or done that can stop your destiny. You are driven by purpose. If they don't get with the program, if they don't get with you or get behind you, they better get out the way. Amen. So I just wanted to give you that little principle, because that's how it works. We grow. But you know what? Tell somebody, you need the giants. Some of y'all better stop wrestling with midgets. Midget spirits. In Jesus' name, I told you. You need to face some giants. That's the nutrition you need. I said that's what your body chemistry needs. That's what your psyche needs. That's what you need is the giant. You don't need the one you beat by 40. Every time we play them, we beat them by 40. All right? You need some champions. You need to face some champions. You need some stuff that's beyond you. I'm telling you, hear me prophetically. This is how God moves you. The river flows. The river is constantly flowing. There's nothing too hard for God. And all things are possible to him that will believe. So the process is what fashions and shapes us to contain this new wine that God is pouring out. Because the boats that you had ain't gonna carry the fish that God has for you.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.